action. Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Kyle Brustin Northman live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin showroom in Brookfield. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Northman here with you. Excited to be joined right off the bat by Rob Friedman. He is a guru of pitching, pitching ninja. Go follow him on Twitter, Instagram. He's been collabing with the Milwaukee Brewers to show you the breakdowns of the best of the best of what you can see of Jacob Mizorowski and many other great pitchers around the MLB. Rob, do you got me on Kyle Brustin Northman?
I got you.
All right.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So happy to have you. Love your stuff, and it's been content galore for you as it pertains to Jacob Mizorowski. I want to start with this. Have you seen anybody like Jacob Mizorowski? And I know that's a crazy question to ask, but he's such a unicorn that I want to know.
That is a great question. I don't know. Like, no one jumps out at me. He's almost like a, right now, a more electric Jacob DeGrom going on, which is saying a lot.
Yeah, when it comes to, you know, Brewers fans wrapping their heads around what he is and what he could be, because he's still so young, as you foresee his career, which could go in a lot of different directions, what do you see as his floor? And maybe more importantly, what do you see as his ceiling? Like, what kind of comp or kind of resume could be his floor and ceiling as his career unfolds?
Yeah, that's a hard question. So to me, everything's going to depend on his command. I mean, and staying healthy. His stuff is absolutely electric. I see his floor, you know, I mean, that's hard to say because if his command goes away, I've been shocked at how good his command is. His command isn't there. He gets injured. It's been crazy. The ceiling is DeGrom-like. And I say that with the most respect for Jacob DeGrom of anybody. I think DeGrom may be the best pitcher pitch for pitch ever in baseball. He's just been limited by injuries. So, yeah. I mean, that's where he could end up. Even, you know, it's sometimes more electric. I think his personality is very electric. So he's just one of those guys you can't take your eye off of on the bump and is a ton of fun to watch.
Yeah, with Mizorowski, one thing, I'm not sure how much you tracked him in the minor leagues, but it just seems like to me he's taking it up a whole nother notch. Have you seen anything different from what you may have seen him in the minors versus what he's done in his five starts here in the majors for the Brewers?
Yeah, honestly, the strike throwing has been blowing my mind. He was like 75% strikes last game, and I did not expect that. I expected him to spray it a little bit more. Ability to hit his spots, focus. I think he just realizes he's on a big stage now and it's focusing more pitch for pitch. So that's the thing that is his stuff is amazing. I mean, you know, his extension, his velo, the movement of his pitches, everything there has got it. I was wondering about the command and now I'm seeing it. And then I'm like, well, what's his ceiling? I don't know.
Rob Friedman joining us here on Kyle Brustin Northman, the Pitching Ninja. Subscribe on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. I love the overlays, and I want to go specific because there's an overlay that you did of him throwing one of his four-seamers in relation to his release of his slider, a 101 versus a 97-mile-per-hour slider. Have you ever seen anything like that in a discrepancy between two pitches in a release?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like, a 97-mile-an-hour slider doesn't make sense, and it was actually not even a roundup. It was a round down. That was a 97.4-mile-an-hour slider. Like, what world are we living in where that's a pitch? And then to be able to tunnel that with a 101 fastball, what are you doing as a hitter? You already have no time to make a decision because he's throwing it 7.5 feet closer to plate. He's got an amazing extension. The ball's on you right away. And then you're just basically guessing. It's crazy.
If Jacob Mizorowski had started the season with the Brewers, you know, obviously, again, the command, the youth, and all of that, but at this rate, he's had five starts, and he's played some quality opponents within there and bounced back and did it against the Dodgers. His back end of the lineup is hurt. I get that, but he still had to go six innings against the meat of their order and did so and got out of the six. If he did start the season, where would he be, in your opinion, in the Cy Young race in the NL?
Ooh, that's a, you know, it's very tough to, it's hard because Skeens and Wheeler are both, you know, at a notch of refined talent. I still think Mizorowski's raw. He certainly would be in Atlanta next week, I would think. I'm still rooting for him to come to Atlanta anyway as an all-star. Ooh. Would he be up in the race? Yeah, that's hard to say because those guys are so consistent and still it's putting a lot on a rookie, you know, that's now taking a jump with command. I don't know where he would be. I would say hopefully, you know, I'd love to see him top five, but I don't know.
Yeah, you know, when you think about Milwaukee pitching, you know, this team's evolved so much over time, but now you've got Mizorowski, you got Brandon Woodruff back from injury, and his first start looked really good. Of course, you have Freddie Peralta. I want to know where you think this, first of all, starting pitching ranks among best in the Major League Baseball, and then the entire pitching staff, starting pitching, relief, closer, because McGill just got named to the All-Star Game too. Where is the Brewers' starting pitching rank in the Major League Baseball, and then also just pitching in general?
Yeah, they're certainly one of the more exciting teams, and adding Mizorowski and Woodruff back, you know, I want to see more from Woodruff because when he's at his best, he's also a Cy Young contender, and then Peralta is as well. So you're talking about, you know, top of the rotation guys are as good as anybody. And then you have, you know, the back of the bullpen. McGill is unbelievably fun to watch. Electric, gets pumped up. Uribe too. Like,
yeah,
that's as good as any, you know, 1-2 punch. So yeah, they're going to be a four. That's a force in like a playoff series or something. What do you do against those guys?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I don't think you realize
vibes are high already.
Yeah, I mean, vibes are high, but we're hearing from the guru himself.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Like I watched educated. Everything, and this is from, like, a credible person talking about all the things that we're saying that we're trying to get ourselves to believe, but now we can put the stamp of approval on it. So let's talk about that because we still have to see Woodruff. It was one start. Can you get the velocity back? But we talked about the pitching staff, and we'll stay with the pitching. Do you believe the Brewers – and like, would they need to add to any of the staff before the deadline in order for you to say this staff is quality enough to win a World Series? I'm not talking about the bats. I'm talking about the staff.
Yeah, I mean, you can shorten your rotation in the playoffs, and is anybody going to want to face those? You know, if you're talking about those guys, nobody wants to face that. Shorten games with your bullpen. I don't know that they need to add, you know, I say that, and you look at how many arms the Dodgers went through this year and have gone through with the, you know, ridiculously filthy staff that can't stay on the field. You never know. Like, it's not bad to have some backups there, but it's a good pitching staff, and nobody's going to want to face, nobody wants to face that. Nobody. They could shut down anybody. There's no doubt.
Yeah, you got me extra excited. I want you to get us here in KBN Nation that we call here on Kyle Brust and Norman a little bit more excited. If you had to choose one, mano y mano, who you taking for a better career right now? Are you taking Paul Skeens or the Miz?
I got asked that question on YouTube too. You know, I still think Skeens is a generational talent. Yeah, I know. I'm gonna like. I think Mizorowski's upside is huge, and, you know, he does some things better than Skeens. Skeens has proven it over 2 years and been consistent. A career ERA under two, like 1.95. Like, I just can't go away from Paul Skeens. But I will tell you, if Jacob Mizorowski stays on the path he's on, his upside is the best pitcher you've ever seen. So, you know, I'm still skeptical with just the limited sample size, so I'm tempering my excitement. But everybody that's watching him is saying this is the best. Like, all the comments I'm getting is I've never seen anything like this, and I can't argue with that. It's like when Dwight Gooden came up and was just, you know, no one had ever seen it. Blew everybody's mind. That's what I'm seeing with my eyes, but I still am, you know, I have to temper it a little bit, and Skeens has proven it over and over again.
And that's fair, as Rob Friedman of Pitching Ninja joins us here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESP Wisconsin, live from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Now, part of me does agree, right? Because I'm an idiot. I sat him in a, like, you make your lineup in fantasy and you can't touch it for a week. I saw the Dodgers were coming, so I sat him. So, but my question then is, right, it's five starts, and we're talking about the potential that he has. How many starts do you think Mizorowski needs before you don't even have to think? If he shows what he's showing over X amount of time or X amount of games, that you don't have to worry other than for, you know, his health?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking if you give me five more starts, I'm going to have a better read on it. I would love if he's throwing 75% strikes still and nobody's hitting it, or even 70% strikes, whatever it is. After five more starts and is not walking everybody, like, that's a guy that I think has figured it out. And I think he has. Like, I did a comp with him and I keep mentioning DeGrom, but I did a side-by-side comp of them. They move the same. Their arm angle's the
same. It's weird.
He's taller. Yeah. Like, he's got really good stuff. And again, that is the highest praise I could give anybody, is to compare them to Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah, and that is quite the comparison. And I'm just trying to think as a Brewers fan, as we're getting so excited here.
Because we've listed some Brewers pitchers in our time over the last, like, you know, year or so, just random 1990s and 2000s pitchers. Oh. So this conversation is, like, so bizarre to be having.
Right, and, like, you know, it always seems like the Brewers are underdogs and never quite a favorite. And they're still certainly underdogs for this year. But the big discussion here is, do they need – so, you know, we've been focusing on pitching, but obviously with your knowledge of pitching comes the knowledge of hitting. And, you know, Jeff Passan joined our station and said basically they are still one big bat away from being a true World Series contender. Are you in that camp where pitching, they might be pretty darn good up there with everyone, but from the hitting standpoint, they need to add? Or do you think the guys that they got that are, you know, in the clubhouse is enough to make them a champion or a World Series contender for this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I would say I would agree with Jeff. I think a bat would be really useful. That being said, you've seen teams with dominant pitching go deep and can win it. If you go on a roll, and absolutely this staff is capable of doing that from, you know, the back end and front end, they all can do it. It's, you know, all you got to do is scratch out a run. If I get a run or two, I'm feeling pretty good with those guys on the mound. But I would love to see another bat. I think it would make the whole lineup better. And then they'd be more than just an underdog.
I just want to mention, they just swept the Dodgers without Rhys Hoskins.
That's a good point. It is Andrew baseball, Ball, but they also didn't have Muncie. Teoscar didn't play.
They still had $400 million worth of players on the field.
They are plus +215 to win the World Series. The Brewers are plus +4,000. So there is some perspective there. But I like when I hear that, I hear plus +4,000, and I go running over to Pottawatomie Sportsbook to do something. Rob, this has been amazing to hear from you, from your perspective. Tell everyone where they can follow you and see everything you got going on. Because if you haven't seen the side-by-side of Mizorowski and DeGrom, or the side-by-side of the slider and the fastball, you're missing out on premium content.
You can see me at Pitching Ninja on X, Pitching Ninja on Instagram, Pitching Ninja videos on YouTube, and I'm on TikTok too at Pitching Ninja. So anywhere, just remember Pitching Ninja. You got it otherwise.
Well, I'll remember it, and thank you so much for the time. You have heightened the rest of the show and our expectations for the Brewers this coming season. Thank you.
I'm excited, too. I love watching these guys throw.
Yeah.
That's right.
I love it. It's appointment television. It really is. Like, I was in person for the Miz on Tuesday. Do you now have, like, a Miz calendar where you're like, when's his next start?
I drop every single time he is on. I drop everything. Like, he is on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like,
one of us. One of us. Rob, great stuff, man. Look forward to keeping in touch.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
That's Rob Friedman, the Pitching Ninja, with high praise, the highest of praise for Jacob Mizorowski. And I have a lot to discuss about Jacob Mizorowski based off those answers. One, the potential. Two, I was shocked by how many more starts he thinks he needs to see before it's like get the question marks out of your head. Mm-hmm. Reaction to the pitching ninja, Jason Wilde, a whole lot more from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But first I'm going to tell you what's so screaming good. And what's screaming good is Cheez-It pizza. Have you had the Cheez-It pizza yet? Well, if you haven't, go to your local grocer's freezer. It is absolutely amazing. You have the 12-inch ultra-thin. 8 minutes you can make it. With Cheez-It flavored crust, make it 1,000. It says 100. I want to make a 1,000% real cheese. Paired with your favorite toppings, reminds you of your irresistible cheesy flavor that you grab and snack. Now you can do it with Cheez-It frozen pizza. On sale for $7.99 at Pick and Save locations. $7.99 for Cheez-It pizza. Go grab it. Taste what all that screaming is about. Live from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, it's Kyle Bruston-Nortman. I'm jacked up.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
Yeah, see, the thing about me is I like
you
a little
like crazy.
I like crazy. I like a little excitement in my life. I like a little bit of drama.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
So excited to be at the Pella Windows and Doors Experience Center in Brookfield all day. We're going to be here till 6 p.m. with other shows going on as well. Today is the day to schedule your in-home consultation. You can come in person, come see us, or you can do it over the phone and online. That's at 855-PELLA-WI or PellaWI.com. Because if you get your consultation scheduled today online, you can win amazing prizes just by getting your consultation. We just gave away Brewers tickets. There are still Green Bay game tickets, your choice, with a hospitality tailgate beforehand. You have Iowa-Wisconsin game tickets with tailgate passes, state fair. Plus, if you schedule and complete your consultation by July 31st, one of you is going to get $2,000 off a project of $5,000 or more. So don't wait. Stop by or go to PellaWI.com. It is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Will is running the show. Billy is running the show. And Kyle Wallace, you look like you have something to say.
No, my phone, my Twitter isn't working.
That's it? Well, if you missed what we just
spinning.
Did.
I want to follow Pitching Ninja.
If you missed what we just did.
Amazing.
Pitching Ninja, you can find him on all social platforms with Pitching Ninja, just joined us to talk about Jacob Mizorowski. And the praise was real. Comparing him to Jacob deGrom. Saying what his potential is if he can continue to show what he's showing, which is the command with the strike percentage.
70-plus percent of throwing strikes.
75% at strikes. I was at the game on Tuesday night, and I looked up in the fifth inning, and it was 72 pitches, 55 were strikes. That's and ridiculous. Obviously he ended up with 12 strikeouts in five innings, ended up with 12 through six, but got through the sixth inning facing the meat of Shohei and Mookie and everybody on, was that Tuesday night? And then they sweep yesterday. So as Adam chimes in on the Carbless Talk and text line, that interview got me even more excited about the Milwaukee Brewers, and it's a dang day off for the crew. Three more before the All-Star break. I was shocked because I think back to what your question was, Kyle, about his Triple A and what he was like. I think he was a 3.3
yep,
ERA, something like that, like 3.33. And to come to the big leagues and face some unbelievable talent, sometimes there is, we talk about it with Jordan Love and new quarterbacks, right? It's the first year they're going to get film. Mm-hmm. And so I had asked him, how many more starts do you need to see before you have to, like, take the questions out of your mind? And he said, just like five more, 10 wow. total starts. So you're telling me if my man can keep up in five more starts, I can just go crazy?
I mean, that when I heard that too, I wondered how long you have to live with a little bit of doubt in the back of your mind, because if he's doing what he can, you know, this, and continues to do even in the realm of that, and he said that he has the potential to be among, if not the greatest pitcher of all time. Now, that's incredibly high praise for a sport that goes back literally like a century plus. So I'm still honestly like grappling with how more than generational of a talent this can be. Because if the Milwaukee Brewers are going to eventually win a World Series, That's the kind of guy you need.
And you're
never going to get him in free agency. So the fact that you have him for a long time, and you have the ingredients of maybe some young bats like Chorio, and you've got guys like, you know, the Miz.
Don't
who
forget
might be a
Yelich.
Pitcher.
I mean, he's had a good year. Back after a bad start.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just like I'm getting chills thinking about what the potential could be coming from a bona fide expert in the field.
And I like that you said bona fide expert, because this is somebody, we're not talking to somebody who lives in this state.
No,
we're not talking
no.
to someone who just looks at Milwaukee Brewers baseball.
He's not a homer.
He drops everything to watch Mizorowski when he's pitching. All of the comments from people all across baseball are saying they've never seen anything like him.
I mean, not to, I'm trying to even think of like comparatives, right? This is like saying, I've never seen anything like LeBron James. I've never seen anything like this. When you fill in the generational type hype that he just, you know, made concrete, now obviously there's a long way to go to fulfill that, but just the potential of that is just, it's remarkable that he's a Milwaukee Brewer.
I don't need 10 games, because for me it's about when you face adversity, how do you bounce back? He has been electric in 4 out of the 5 games he has pitched in, but bounce back from a rough start, because a lot of times you've seen people bust onto the seam, have this highs of highs, and then all of a sudden they get beat up a little bit and they come back down to earth. No, he followed up getting hit back down to earth with basically dominating one of the best teams in baseball, the defending World Series champions. That's all I needed to see to know that he is here to stay. So I don't need to see 5 more games. I do want to see 5 more games, but I don't need to see it. We already know he is must-see TV. He's a lights-out pitcher. And now knowing that he could be the greatest of all time, because that's basically what he's telling us.
He has the potential to be.
No, yeah. That is.
That's saying something.
I want us to understand that that is not something that you say just out there, right?
And, like, you don't hear it about Milwaukee Brewers.
No. You don't. A lot of pitchers, Paul Skenes, what he is doing puts him in a category to be having that conversation. But the way that Jacob Mizorowski is doing it, it becomes something you have to watch, because you're in absolute awe. The only reason people are still questioning whether or not he can continue to do this is because our minds don't understand how he is doing this. It's just unreal. This is beyond video games. If you used to play MVP baseball, triple play baseball, back in the day, I don't know what it is now, but if you play the baseball MLB The Show, and you created a player, they wouldn't let you have the stats and numbers that he has as a pitcher. They wouldn't say that you can have a pitcher that throws 103 miles per hour for a fastball, but then a 97 mile per hour slider with a 93 mile per hour changer. They would say, that's not real. You can't do that.
Yeah.
That's how unreal what we are seeing, and we don't believe that it's sustainable, because it's something we haven't seen. Dude is an alien.
Did pitching ninjas opinions on how good this pitching staff is change your opinion on if the Brewers can actually win World Series?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, I already got hands down.
I know. I'm like,
hands
down. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't the only one thinking, like,
because,
maybe, just maybe.
Because when I think about listening to somebody who, like, he's going through the entire major leagues talking about all the different pitchers in baseball, and then when he focused on just the staff of the Brewers and asking if they need to add somebody, he was talking about adding as, like, almost like an insurance policy.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Like just like a just-in-case thing, which we all can probably put in our head what Mark Antanasio thinks about adding somebody when he doesn't necessarily need it. But when you hear from somebody like that, Pitching Ninja, talk about the Brewer staff, that when you shorten your rotation, this is something we did talk about a little bit, right? You have Chad Patrick, Quintana, Ashby's a long reliever. If you have guys that you're really going 3 different guys as your starting pitchers, and the other guys that have been successful for you, again, you have an opportunity if you have dominant pitching. And that is what the Brewers have, and that is why I just was getting some emails about when we're going to be at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel next, and I don't think I'm going to be able to wait until then to go place my future on the Milwaukee Brewers, because I'm not. If this is special, I have fear of missing out. And I will have fear of missing out on plus 4,000 and it being the first time the Brewers win a World Series due to dominant pitching and the electricity that Pat Murphy has in his manager skills.
I'm telling y'all right now, we just got to see Big Woo go a couple more starts to see if he's back to being who he's going to be. But the Brewers have that 1-2-3 like they have, and the bats stay consistent like they have of late. The Brewers do have a legitimate shot. That's why their window is wide open.
And I feel bad for people that don't have an opportunity to experience Wisconsin, because we've had a great time of being sports fans. I mean, through the 2000s of basketball and football of Wisconsin, the Bucks winning a world championship, the Packers sustained success, and obviously the quarterback play and the Super Bowl in 2010. We want more there. The Brewers, we're talking about their excitement. You also have a massive, massive race course at Road America, 4.2 miles, the largest in North America. And when you go there, it's free for kids 16 and under with a paying adult at the gate. Brian Redman's coming for the WeatherTech Vintage Weekend on July 17th through the 20th. Get a spot to camp out all weekend long. It's affordable, family fun, and a great time for anybody who wants to experience a great time in Wisconsin summers. Come for the experience, stay for the race. Get your tickets at roadamerica.com. Jason Wilde joins us next on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. He was here earlier.
There's a little groupthink going on there. I'm not going to disagree.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
He is a good general manager. Anybody who disputes that, they have other issues.
Holding everybody accountable.
I'm not sure that was good enough for us to even play on our show.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Live from the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield, it is Kyle Bruston-Ortman. Swing on down. Book your in-home consultation. It is free. You can either come in person. I see a lot of people playing with the windows and doors right now in the showroom. Or you can go to PellaWI.com, and if you schedule your consultation today, you can win some of these amazing prizes. Jason, you were here. You saw these prizes. I can't believe that somebody, the cribbage board's got to be next, because I know how much that's going offline because nobody can get it. That's got to be the next prize. So call 855-PELLA-WI or PellaWI.com. Jason, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
Catching up.
Look, I just opened up Twitter, and I saw number 11th. On the 20 most important Packers for 2025. Carrington Valentine. What is the biggest takeaway on channel3000.com for people to read? Don't hit it all, but hit everything you can with us.
Yeah, that's Strofe's guy, Carrington Valentine.
By default.
CV.
Well, why did we have someone else who was going to do the interview with him? And then everybody was gone? Is that what happened?
By default. It's all sad. I'm just kidding. No.
Wow. Harsh.
Hater.
Hey, can I ask you guys, before we get to Carrington Valentine, can I ask you guys a question?
You can do whatever you'd like. This is your opportunity.
Okay. Well, I know. It's still your show. I don't want to, do whatever I want to riff on. But I have a question because I have a problem.
Oh.
So I have a new Nissan Sentra from Boucher Automotive, where they ride with me every mile, and I'd love to do more advertising with them. Scott Foote and Mike Hansen always take great care of us, and I love it there. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is that this is such a gas saving vehicle that I have now the competitor in me every drive I make, because I stopped and saw my best friend from high school who passed away my freshman year of college. I stopped by to see his mom. She lives in Milwaukee. I try to see her every time I'm down there. So I just finally got back on the road a little while ago. But I am so competitive, it tells me what my miles per gallon were on every drive I make. And so I am now driving much more slowly than I normally would on the highway. So I'm in a 70. I'm going 73.
What would you typically go?
I would probably, before this vehicle, I would probably go 77. I'd maybe even push it to 78. I don't like to go any more than 7 or 8 over. I don't have the discretionary income for a ticket. But now I'm noticing, going north, and obviously it's Thursday, so a lot of those Illinois folks are going up to Door County early. So I am getting past like I'm on pit row at the F1 movie, and everyone else is on the track. How fast do you guys go in a 70 zone, and would you give me a dirty look as you passed me by?
I don't think I would.
Well, what lane are you in?
That's key.
I'm in the right lane. I know my place, my man.
Okay.
All right. I mean, in the right lane.
No judgment.
Yeah. If you're in the right lane doing 73, I'm not even looking right.
Yeah.
If you're if you're in the competitive era of this Nissan where you're trying to get the best gas mileage, don't be insecure about the people to your left. You do you, and you stay competitive with that gas mileage.
Yeah, you look at them and say, I'm in the right lane for a reason.
But, Jason, my question to you is, what do you find the more competitive drive? Beating that, like, ETA time, right, that, like, Google Maps might give you? Or because that's where I funnel my competitiveness.
Yeah, that's where mine is.
or your miles per gallon.
Beat the ETA or miles per gallon.
What a fantastic question. It used to be the ETA, I'm not going to lie.
Because you're sacrificing that now.
So my drive down this morning from Green Bay, Tausch would have been proud of me, at least the fact that I did not stop anywhere between home and the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield. And I got 44.4 miles per gallon on the drive.
That's good.
Wow. I didn't even know cars did that. That's not electric or hybrid or whatever?
No, it's not. No, not a hybrid. It's got like this little hamster that's working hard to get the engine going. But no, it's a four-cylinder, and this guy's climbing up my butt right now in the right lane. I don't appreciate that, sir. Going to give him a dirty look. Instead.
Sir.
But 44.4, that felt more... I felt more joy in that than if I got home 1 minute earlier than the ETA. So it's definitely the mileage thing.
You're saving money. Okay.
Yeah.
True.
I think you should roll down your window and let them know. Just be like, hey, sorry, I'm trying a new thing, miles per gallon.
I mean, you're going over 70.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going over 70, so you're good. No, actually, part-time, full-time Will, Billy, I love a poll. Do you try and beat the ETA on your maps or focus on getting better gas mileage?
Oh, I'm going to get blown out in this. This is not even
I just want to do the science experiment. As Jason Wilde joins us here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman live from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Jason, your biggest takeaway from player number 11 on the top 20 most important Packers of 2025, which I know you've doubled up on a couple of players, but I'm not going to give you flack for it.
I mean, that's kind of giving me flack. Though,
right? I was trying to subtly do it without doing it.
Yeah. You're the first word I think of when I think of Ben Brust is subtle. You're right. I put him in some pretty heady company. I mentioned him alongside Adam Timmerman, Donald Driver, Scott Wells, and there was another seventh round pick, some other guy. He did okay for himself, drafted in 2000 out of Wisconsin. He's all right. Better right tackle than he was at radio.
I don't remember this guy at Wisconsin. Did he play?
Yeah, not till the very end of his career, in fairness. And Tausch is obviously, he and Driver and Timmerman especially had phenomenal careers. I mean, they all won Super Bowls. Scotty Wells won a Super Bowl too, so... You know, if Carrington Valentine, as another seventh-round pick like those guys were, can have the kind of career that they had where they play over a decade in the league and they win a Super Bowl during that time, Adam Timmerman won two of them, you know, that would be pretty impressive for a seventh-round pick. But the guy started 22 games already in his first 2 years. He really saved their keisters during the 2023 season when – we had the first installment of the Jair Alexander controversial missing games experience. So if he elevates his game and he's CB1, he's going to be a pretty big piece of what they do. So he just ended up just outside of the top 10. I did put him ahead of Nate Hobbs, their free agent cornerback signing. But I like everything about him, other than the fact that he likes Strolf as much as he does.
Jason, one thing I think that people have to get through their minds, Kalen King, who was a cornerback for the Green Bay Packers, who didn't – I don't think he was called up for any game last year on the active game day roster. Going into his senior year, his last year at Penn State, he was a highly touted corner who they thought was going to go higher in the draft. So knowing that CV, a guy who was a seventh-round pick just like King, was able to see the field immediately and be a, you know, not be a problem for the Packers, I think that's pretty significant.
Yeah, and look, Kalen King might follow that, you know, playbook this year, right? I mean, he obviously wasn't pressed into duty the way Carrington was. They also drafted a corner for the third straight year in the seventh round in Micah Robinson out of Tulane, who I think started out at like Furman or some smaller school. But the bottom line is that, you know, you're right about Kalen King. There was talk about him going into his final season at Penn State being the top corner in the draft the following year. That obviously didn't happen.
Wow.
But he had a whole year on the practice squad to grow and improve and get stronger. So, look, the bottom line, I'm glad you bring him up, because the bottom line is after Keyshawn Nixon, Nate Hobbs, and Carrington Valentine, they got a bunch of dudes with zero NFL experience. They added this guy, Gregory Jr., who I think played 100 defensive snaps the last couple of years with the Jaguars. But if you play for the Jaguars, does it even really count?
Dang.
Hey,
wow.
I didn't know if anybody would get that. Yeah. Hey, you know, almost as bad as playing for the Panthers. But, you know, they don't have any.
The hits keep coming.
Yeah, I can't wait till I call Tim Mastay after my call with you guys.
Oh, no, dude, that was too far. That was too far, Jason.
Too far, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
That's where I draw the line.
But seriously, behind those three guys, there's unproven commodities that maybe Kalen King does end up having to play and plays well, maybe not. But they need those three. That's why all three of them are going to be on the list, is because they need those guys to stay healthy, because their depth at that position is decidedly unproven.
Well, right on the Carbless Talk and Text line, Jonah from Port Washington chimes in. 800-990-3776 lists as more. For trips that are over an hour, gas mileage be darned. But for anything under an hour, I'm focused on getting higher miles per gallon.
That's a very heady take.
I'm focused on getting home.
We also have the poll out there very early. When driving, do you try to beat the ETA on your maps or focus on getting better gas mileage? 100% are trying to beat the ETA.
100%.
Well, it's very, very early. Literally within seconds just came up. So we'll continue
to monitor
that. Will's
the only one that voted.
A young kid.
Jason, I didn't go into this conversation thinking it'd be a purely secondary conversation, but now my brain is churning a little bit. I'm curious on how you detect the culture of that room, because it was, you know, I almost wonder if it reflects the wide receiver room, where it was kumbaya a little bit, but at some point there's jostling for who's number one. Do you gather that there's a jostling of sorts between Nixon, Hobbs, and Valentine to fill that number one void left by Jair? Or do you gather this is a all for one and one for all type culture, at least going into the season?
Yeah, and I'm still not convinced, Brad, that the kumbaya all for one for all culture actually did exist in the wide receiver room. Like, you know this as well as I do. Guys present a position that may not be the reality of that room.
Yeah, so they
could say that. But obviously, Romeo Doubs was not particularly united in that kumbaya feeling last year when he was unhappy with his role like four games into the season. So I think the thing about the corner room, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think the way they plan on using those three guys, I don't think it's necessarily about number one, because I don't think any of them are elite enough at this point for them to, you know, have him travel with the top receiver. And on top of that, for all the talk we had about Jeff Hafley wanting to play man-to-man coverage because he'd done that at Boston College, it was pretty clear they were a zone team last year, and they want their guys to have eyes on the quarterback so they can get more takeaways. So, frankly, I don't think they need a clear-cut number one. I think they just need three guys that they believe in, which they do right now, that are interchangeable. Like, you know, Valentine's an outside corner. The other two guys have inside-outside flexibility. So I think they just want three guys that are going to do their assignments correctly. I don't think there's that kind of competitiveness like there is with the wide receivers. Because remember, the other part of this is all those wide receivers are not just competing for targets. They're competing for contracts. And that matters just as much, if not more so.
Yeah.
Well, Jason, we appreciate the insight and learning about your competitive nature with gas mileage, and look forward to seeing the results of our poll if you try to beat the ATA or get better gas mileage. So drive safely.
And drive slow, homie.
Yeah, the tortoise is well behind here, but at least I'm going slowly enough that I feel comfortable voting in the poll, so at least one person will vote for gas mileage. All right, guys.
There you go.
Yeah, keep having a great time at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center. It's an amazing place. So have fun. I'll talk to you later. Take care. Be good.
That's Jason Wilde. Listen to Jason on Wilde and Tausch, 9 noon across these very stations. College students or parents of college students, if you're looking to make your campus living more comfortable, functional, and fashionable, let IKEA help you. They have innovative storage solutions to maximize your space and furniture to help maximize the space. Fashionable bedding and accessories to make it uniquely yours. IKEA is helping make college living truly inspired by you. Qualified college students can get 15% off your IKEA purchases. So stop on by IKEA Oak Creek or check out the Ready for College section on IKEA.com/US to learn more.
You think they'll take my college ID?
That is so shameful.
You should not do that.
I'm going to IKEA.
You should do that. But, try not to pretend to be a college student, please. Live from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Great prizes still to give away. I'm looking at that Brewers Cribbage board. Get your free consultation, and it could be yours. You're entered to win if you just get your free consultation. So go to PellaWI.com. We come back, wrap up the ESPN Wisconsin portion, and get to the 414 Hour at 4 next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Nothing has ever happened to you from a breakup.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, no.
I don't want to talk about
it. You brought it, so I had to ask.
I ain't gonna put my old shorties on blast. But
why not? They're old shorties.
I've had some old shorties.
Yeah.
My parents listen to this show. I don't want my parents to know the craziness that I've dealt with that they son been a part of.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Live from the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield, it's Kyle Bruston-Ortman. You should book your in-home consultation online. You can come in person, check it out here at the showroom, or call 855-PELLA-WI. If you go to PellaWI.com and book today, you're entered to win prizes such as Green Bay game tickets and hospitality beforehand at a private tailgate, Iowa and Wisconsin game tickets, plus Wisconsin's College Game Day tailgate passes that we put up in Madison. Plus, if you schedule and complete your consultation by July 31st, one of you is going to get $2,000 off a project of $5,000 or more. So don't wait. Go to PellaWI.com. Book today, and you can win a cribbage board that was going wild at AmFam Field. We got those tickets I just talked about. So many great things. Book your consultation at PellaWI.com. The poll is out on the field, and we have from Jason Wilde, who has a new car and is trying to maximize gas mileage.
44 miles per
34.
That's
crazy. No, I think he said
44. 34, promise.
Oh.
No, I thought he said 44, too.
Will, what'd you hear?
44.
Dang!
So why'd you promise?
Because I promise.
I promise. I heard 44. That's what I said. Wait a minute. That's ridiculous.
When driving, do you try to beat the ETA on your maps or focus on getting better gas mileage? Right now, 84% try and beat the ETA. 16% are trying to get better gas mileage. And somebody chimes in, better gas mileage. What?
For real, though.
Well, so I just typed in, what is the miles per hour you need to go to optimize your gas tank?
Hmm.
They said it's highway, 40 to 55 miles per hour. That's not even
that
a highway.
That doesn't exist.
I know. So it's like as slow as you can possibly go, maintaining a speed of 55 to 65 miles per hour on the expressway or 40 to 55
that's
on
the
country road.
That's dangerous if you're going below.
I know. That's like too slow. I've said, I mean, give me the ETA all
Don't
day.
Send that to Jason because then he's going to start going below 70.
Yeah,
he's like, a problem.
I got to get 50.
Too competitive
50.
For that. If you missed our interview with Pitching Ninja, make sure you go back to ESPN Wisconsin's app and find that interview around 3 o'clock or YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. But you got Jim, Matt, and Molly up next in Madison. We're Kyle, Bruston, Nortman. You got Beaver Dam coming up as well with Corey and Wally. But we're Kyle, Bruston, Nortman live from the Pella Showroom. We'll be back in 2 short minutes for the 414 Hour 4. Don't you go anywhere.